This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride. We've got an exciting hour lined up for you. Going to be joined by one of our regulars, one of our regular contributors, Mark Evans, ASC Certified Mechanic, will be here with us and available to take your telephone calls at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or if you prefer to email me, that's an easy one as well, Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Coming up in hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we will be joined by the CEO of the Lube Page, Dan Watson. So always learn lots when Dan's on with us, so we can look forward to that. And we've got many other things to talk to you about as well. And we begin the program by going out to the great state of Idaho and bringing forth a gentleman who is an integral part of this show. He's our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, and he's a field reporter and at times a fill-in host along with Motor Mike Wallace here on Auto World. Let's all welcome the one, the only, Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, hi, Bob. Hey, good to be with you. You know, you said something about ASC certification about me, and that's absolutely right. But do you know what the best thing is that I'm certified at?
What's that?
Being a father and a grandpa now. Happy Father's Day, Bob.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to you and all our listeners, and that's the best certification we can get, huh, is being certified as a father.
That's right. Absolutely. We want to definitely echo Mark's thoughts and wish all the dads a happy Father's Day. And can't forget the grandfathers and everything else. And I can't believe it, but you're a grandfather yourself.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's a good feeling. Good feeling yesterday. Daughter and son-in-law, the son come over and with the twins and can you imagine what Grandpa here might have bought him, Bob? They're about two and a half years old, roughly, a little over two now. So they're walking and all over the place. Not quite talking yet, but they know how to point. But what do you think Grandpa here might have bought the twins? My Father's Day. Make one guess.
All right, let's see.
You know what
Did you buy him some sort of toy car?
Oh, you're the winner, Bob. You're the winner. Absolutely right, sir. I had to, you know, we got the Mark Evans man cave here with all the goodies in over the years, all the gifts everybody has purchased and give to me as presents and all that, and I'm a car guy, and so, my gosh, I found a couple used, you know, we got to have that patina on these cars, Bob. Found it. Couple of used those little plastic trike cars, you know, they have the roofs on them and the little driver's door opens up and they pedal with their feet to steering wheel, you know, and man, that just made my life. And I've seen two little twins driving around with their little cars on the driveway.
the best part
of those little plastic, little tight cars like that, you watch. Literally, I do know for a fact, Bob, you and I have talked about it. Do we, any of us, change as we hop into the cockpit of an automobile? Does the love affair come out? Do we change? Do we tailgate? Do we, you know, all that stuff. I found out that I think we do when you have a two-year-old, both of those two-year-old twins climbing in the cockpit. They're the most proudest little boys I've ever seen. They had their own little car, you know?
Yeah.
Pedaling around, and they're pretty good drivers. There was only a couple fender benders. But what a joy to see that. of course, in the hangar, I got some used, got some more battery powered. A couple other ones that I found, and I'm gonna have to do a little mechanic work on them. But the best part, they're electric. One of the Cars, the main star of the Cars movie, Rusty, the little red Rusty car. I found one of those, and so I'm gonna do a little bit of battery. I'm gonna put a lawnmower battery in it, you know, because those are just powered by basically 12-volt batteries. So I'm gonna do a little electrical power work on it, and then the other one is a little Kawasaki KX dirt bike, and it's electric powered, so they get a little bit of everything. That's for later in life, you know, for when they get a little older. As soon as mom and dad, you know, my daughter says, hey, you know, because they got some power, those electric, you know, just like the new Teslas, man, they get going.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's amazing how, and that relates to all of us, all our listeners, everybody, it's the freedom. It's amazing the freedom when a two-year-old climbs into a little plastic car, opens the door, climbs in there, grabs that steering wheel, Bob, it's like, wow, they're free. And off they go down the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Best part of it, you know, there's no mechanical work and no change in oil on a little plastic, little tykes car. That's the best part of it. Grandpa gets
That's
the day
right.
off.
That's right. So very low maintenance costs with that that plastic car. I know my daughter Lucy had one of those when she was small and got a lot of mileage out of it. So I'm sure your twins are going to enjoy having that vehicle in their lives.
Yeah, it goes fast. You know, they only stay young for a little bit, like your daughter now is. You know what makes us fathers certified, Bob? You know our test is changing those diapers.
Oh, yes. Yep.
So, but, hey, is your air conditioning working, Bob? Is it blowing cool now? Is it hot out?
Yeah, luckily, it is. Yeah. But lots of people this time of the year have that as a complaint. And matter of fact, on the U side of the equation, that was one thing that I found out in doing some personal shopping for myself and going into some used car dealers. And the used car dealers were saying this is the time of the year that they get a lot of trade-ins with air conditioning not working 100%. It's not the cream of the crop for used car offerings. This is the time of the year that the ones that need some work are traded in because people don't want to go through the expense of air conditioning reconditioning or replacement. If you had to replace an air conditioner in an average vehicle, how much would it set you back these days, Mark?
Well, that's a good question. In fact, what's sad, Bob, is that there's a lot of cars, like you say, that get traded in. You know, you're lucky you're in the warm climate. So you probably turn air conditioning on in January, don't you, to stay cool?
Sure.
And you,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're warm. So, you know, you live, you have to, it's life or death, you have to have air conditioning in your cars in Florida there. And, of course, you got Arizona the same way. You know, it's crazy. Packard was the first car company that brought air conditioning to us. First automobile mm-hmm. company was Packard. And it's crazy because back then the Packard, guess what year that was? Well, first air conditioning in an automobile.
Let's say 1934.
33, yep, in the Packard. And it took up most of the trunk space. All the blower system, the evaporator was in the main evaporator and the main blower was in the trunk. It took half the trunk up. But the thing is it the cost. You don't have to replace, back to that question, you don't have to replace all of it, ever. That's truthfully. There's a lot of parts and pieces. You know, you got the evaporator core inside by the heater core. You got the condenser up front by the radiator. You got the high side lines, the low side lines. You got an orifice tube, which is basically a filter in the line that gets plugged up. Because, and then you got the, you know, of course, the air conditioning compressor that's hooked to the belt. Then you need the belt. You know, most of the serpentines run the whole thing, the air conditioning, power steering, and all that. But usually what it is, and you have the dryer, the AC dryer. Usually a lot of cars get traded off. People say, oh, you know, they get a diagnostic, you know, words, prices from a shop. And
mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, truthfully, most of those cars only need a dryer. See, the thing that makes cold air is Freon. And you know, everybody knows their air conditioning.
Hold that thought, Mark, when we come back on the other side.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Mark Evans joins us live here on the broadcast. Mark is an AFC certified master technician, field reporter for the show, substitute host along with Motor Mike Wallace from WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama from time to time, and just all around great guy. We're talking air conditioning, and before that hard network break, Mark, you are telling us some good news, and that is it's not that common to have to replace the entire air conditioning system. Quite often some individual parts may fail, but those parts can be replaced, and you started to tell us a little bit about how the air conditioning actually works. So why don't you pick that up, and then I have an air conditioning question for you.
Sure, you bet. You know, and there's a little bit of trivia, too. I just reminded myself, looking out here out of my studio, I've got a cool air can, Bob. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those. A lot of our listeners might have seen them. Age-wise, they're old enough to know about it. It's a little can that you throw down the passenger window, and it would mount like the old A&W food tray. It would hook on the window, you'd roll the window up, and that can was outside the window, pointing towards the front of the car. As you drove down the road, the air would go through that canister, and inside that canister was like a swamp cooler, Matt, that has its own little portable water tank with a squirter. And you just squirt,
wow,
push that little pump, and it would pump that water on that swamp cooler, Matt, which would be wet, and as the air would go across it as you're driving down the road, it would go through bring you fresh air. That was not classified as an air conditioning, but they call it cool air. I've got a couple of those in my travels, and got those on display out here in the museum at the garage. But air conditioning's simple. It just needs Freon to make you cold. And you know how those air conditioning lines sweat on the outside? They freeze up, frost up on the outside, and you turn your engine off, and it's hot, of course, and melts that frosting, turns it into water, and then you have puddle underneath the car. And it's just sweating, we call it. Well, that same thing is going on in the inside of that line. So what ends up happening over 100,000 miles, some are only 80,000 I've seen, they have a dryer, receiver dryer, they call it. The air conditioning Freon goes through that little dryer, and that's like a big sponge. So that inside, when that sweats on the inside, it accumulates all that sweating or that moisture condensation. Well, after 80 to 100,000 miles, what do you got, Bob? You got more slash in that dryer. It's completely plugged up with water. It turns this solid liquid water, not Freon. So next thing you have is this AC compressor. It's trying to pump wet. It's hooked to the belt. It's got pistons. As it's spinning, it's pumping water through the system, through the air conditioning system, not Freon. That's why all of a sudden you got hot air. So as technicians, good one, knows what they're doing. We know what we're doing and say, hey, the pressures are too high when we put our gauge on. The dryer's full of condensation. Take it off, throw it away, get a new dryer, which is a new nice dry sponge, put some Freon in there, some PAG oil, P-A-G, special oil, comes in different weights for each and every brand. Very expensive, truthfully, not really. I mean, it's affordable. 3 to 6 ounces in the line. You just dump it in a little bit, ounce-wise. Recharge the system, and a lot of our listeners are doing that recharging themselves now because it's 134. It's not the R12 like the old cars. So, and what's the difference there? That's something I get asked all the time. R12 is old cars. High pressures, big time, very, very dangerous. And, of course, they have this R12 got the government to get rid of it because it's killing our ozone layer on our planet. I don't know all about that, but I know that that's what happened. They got rid of it. There's a lot of high pressures. A lot of people get hurt trying to do it themselves. Back in that day, I'm certified in air conditioning, so I had to learn every last ounce of air conditioning work in the R12 world. Today, you and I, and everybody, our listeners are going to AutoZone, no rallies, Pep Boys, etc. They're buying 134 can, got the gauge on it, the hose is already mounted, and here's my $22, maybe $33. And they go home, Bob, and we plug in, we have a little instruction book, and it tells us to unscrew the little blue cap and plug that in and wait for the needle to get up to a certain temperature. So everybody's, you know, doing their own Freon chart anymore. Well, here's when I get the call. Mark, I recharged it myself. I don't have any cool air. Something's wrong. Here's the tip I want to give everybody, Bob. Before you go buy the Freon, before you go try to charge the system, every single car, Bob, that's got air conditioning has an electric fan today from 1998 and newer, all the way from that age, all the way up. They have electric fans to cool the engine. You have one for the engine, and you have another electric fan for the air conditioning. So as soon as you turn your air conditioner on, what I want you to do is pop your hood, and I want you to look down, Bob, and see if both fans are running. And if you've only got one electric fan running, this is, you know, get the car up to operating temperatures. I want the car warm and hot, the engine. So I want that electric fan for the engine to be running. But as soon as you turn the air conditioner on, it automatically turns the second fan on to cool, to draw air through that front AC condenser. So if you don't see your air conditioning fan on, that second one on, Bob, guess what's not running? The AC compressor's not running. And that's the compressor that's running the Freon through the system. And at that point there, we know that we're low on Freon. So it's pretty simple. I, myself, a lot of people, a lot of technicians and garages go to the auction, and even out west here, and pick up a lot of automobiles from the auction cheap because they were traded in because it only needed a $90 AC dryer, actually, for your air conditioner. So they get... You know, don't throw your car away just because you need a list add labor on there. You might spend $250 is all to fix your air conditioning. Don't throw the car away when you can, you know, go. Like I say, we've always said here on Auto World, Bob, you know, get a second, third opinion. Why not? You know?
Yep. That is so true, Mark, and some really valuable information. Got a question here from Peter. Peter is in Oklahoma. And he's written to us before. He's got a 2006 Chrysler PT Cruiser, and he says recently, after he drives the car for a moderate distance, when he shuts the vehicle off and the air conditioning off, he hears the sound of water kind of dripping and wants to know what that could possibly be.
Oh, that's the simple one. Peter, In the side of your car, underneath the dashboard box area, you have the evaporator core, and that's what the Freon's getting pumped through to... all cars use the same blower fan, and that blower fan just sucks air across the evaporator core for the air conditioner, and at the same time, there's a heater core right there for hot coolant, antifreeze. So you have... That's in a plastic box up underneath your glove box. And both those units, evaporator core, is getting frosted up. And when it gets... Oh, got a break?
Yeah, we'll finish it on the other side. If you have an air conditioning question, now would be a great time to get in. 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long with Mark Evans. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter saying Happy Father's Day to all, including my worst and most vicious critics, of which there are fewer and fewer. This is a fantastic time to be an American! Exclamation point. Keep America great! Exclamation point. Earlier, the president tweeting and previewing his appearance tonight on ABC News in prime time, the program called President Trump 30 Hours with host George Stephanopoulos. This interview ahead of Tuesday night, when the president's scheduled to announce his re-election campaign at a rally in Orlando.
What's your pitch to the swing voter on the fence?
Safety, security, great economy. Frankly, I think we're going to do tremendously now with African Americans, with Asians, with Hispanics, because they have the lowest unemployment numbers they've ever had in the history of the country.
The soundbite courtesy of ABC News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Mark Evans is along for the ride. We're talking air conditioning, making sure that your unit is ready for the months ahead. And before that last break, we had a gentleman with a 2006 Chrysler PT Cruiser ask a question of Mark, and the question is, he finds that after he runs the car for a moderate to long period of time, when he shuts the car off, he hears almost like bubbling from the back of the dashboard. And Mark, you said it isn't necessarily a big item in this particular case.
No, you know, I was thinking, wonder if Peter's got a still in the back trunk. Is that what he's hearing gurgling? Oh, heck, yeah. You know, today's cars, you can put pretty much everything and anything in a cigarette lighter.
That's true, absolutely.
No, Peter's got a simple one, and in fact, a lot of people have this same problem. I'm glad Peter brought it up. Your evaporator core and heater core, the evaporator core, of course, the air conditioning is freon in it. It frosts up inside. In this, underneath the glove box on all the cars, Bob, there's a sealed plastic box, sealed to the point it's tongue and groove. Nothing can get in, nothing can get out, and what happens is, again, that evaporator core is frosting up in there. Peter turns his PT Cruiser off, it's hot, it melts that frost into water. So there's a drain tube pipe on that plastic box, and that drain tube pipe is plugged in Peter. So that liquid, that condensation, that water drains out that tube and on the ground again. Because we don't want all that buildup of the condensation to stay in that plastic box. That's why all the car manufacturers put that rubber hose drain tube pipe. Some of them are plastic, hard plastic. And here's what Peter needs to do. I take my tools for granted. You know, I have an air compressor, so let's just think simple. If you do have an air compressor, you can get underneath the car pretty much right there on the passenger side, you know, where the glove box is, Bob. You'll see the little tube. You'll see about an inch of the tube, maybe a little bit longer than that, just hanging down. It's hollow. It, of course, that's plugged. It's got debris in it. So what we like to do, I just take and blow a little bit of shot of air up in there. That blows the, clears the tube, then it starts draining again. And if he's hearing dripping, that means there's a little bit of a lake in there. See, that tube's plugged up. And so he's hearing that dripping, that condensation is dripping down on the lake. So we need to clean that tube out. And if you don't have an air compressor, Bob, you know, have you ever bought one of those cans of air at, like, Staples for blowing out your keyboard on your computer?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'd recommend for everybody to use. You don't have an air compressor, it costs more. An air compressor costs more than those cans of air at Staples to blow your keyboard out. Just grab one of those cans and stick that little needle up that hose and go, and all of a sudden, you're going to have water running out of that hose. It's going to go to your garden hose, Bob.
Yeah.
So, and that's a service that I do that truthfully. You know, that's one thing that we don't talk about a lot. People won't think about it. Until they have the noise, and I just automatically do that for customers. It's kind of that free. I like to pretty much I'm still the old guy, you know, meaning that I used to work in a full-service gas station back in the day, and I like to put, you know, spray some WD-40 on people's driver's door hinges for them, too. Just stuff like that keeps people happy, you know, and that tube's one of them. And then the other thing, let's talk about this quick on that. If you've got an evaporator core, which Peter does, all of us do, and it's freezing up and frosting up in there, and that fan motor's blowing all, you know, if you've got moisture in there, Bob, if, you know what that's growing? Green. Green.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Green spores. Green mold. And some people are getting sick, and they don't know why. Their air conditioning is making them sick. So here's how to fix it. You got green mold growing, that moisture on that evaporator core. You turn the air conditioner on max, and it's blowing that air right across that green moldy spore stuff right out the vents right into your face. So here's how to kill it. Go in and get some Lysol antibacteria spray at your local department stores. Turn the air conditioning on full blast. Now do not turn the recycle button off. I want everybody to leave the recycle button off. I want the air from under the grill work outside of the car that's underneath the windshield, sucking that air in from the outside, because what you're going to do is with that Lysol antibacterial spray, you're going to spray on that grill work. It's right outside the bottom of the windshield. It's going to suck that spray in, and it's going to go right in on that evaporator core and kill all that green, what can we call it, Bob? Green flu.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's getting sick, and they got this sinus problems. And so I basically just solved pretty much, I think, Bob, 90% of our listeners' health bills right there, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what? Buy the lemon. I really like the smell of lemon. You know, I've noticed in the past a lot of people don't know this, you know. We only get to talk to over a million here every Sunday, huh?
Right. But, exactly.
The thing is that I keep seeing in people's cars. Remember the old Christmas tree air freshener hanging from the rearview mirrors?
Yes,
oh,
I
my
do
goodness.
Remember.
Yeah, I'm seeing more and more of type of different air fresheners that Febreze is selling. It's a Febreze thing that people are sticking on the, you know, the vents in the grill, in the inside of your car where the air comes out and pointing at you. People are sticking these Febreze things in on those vent louvers to get rid of what? The smell. Well, that's not going to kill the green spores inside the evaporator core. So one can of Lysol, antibacterial, sprayed into those grill vents outside that windshield, and everybody's going to be happy with you and I, Bob, for sure.
And that certainly sounds like a relatively affordable fix, too.
No, it is. It is. I let's see if we can just run all the Lysol antibacterial spray right out of Walmart, because there's a lot of listeners that's never done that. I recommend doing that every single summer, because you're servicing your air conditioning pretty much, meaning you're servicing it as in being clean, never letting the green spore and the mold. I get these service bulletins, and I get these, you know, Autotech magazines every week. Guess what I see? Us technicians have been asked to take some pictures of some yuck, some real good goo, some really interesting things that we see in this industry. And, oh, every summer I see these great pictures in these magazines. I just want, you see this green goo just hanging off the evaporator cores where the mechanic is, has been hired to go into. Because what ends up happening, you get hired to go in and to replace the evaporator cores because they're completely rotted out. And what's caused them to rot out is that green spore, green goo, mold from moisture is gobbled them up. And so, every summer I see some good fun pictures, you know. It's kind of like the pictures of the brake jobs that are right. The brake pads are down to metal and there's nothing there. We see a lot of those type of photos too. So, but yeah, we take some things for advantage, and air conditioning I think is one of them. Talking about Chrysler, how about the key? You know, today, Bob, the key, we put a key in a car, you know, and we start the car up. Chrysler brought that to us back in 1949. They're the ones that first put the key in a car to start it up, before that key in 1949 was a push button. And look at that, Bob. We're all now, how many cars out there are now push button again? No more keys.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about breaking out my all 70s clothes again, because everything comes back.
It's true. Yep.
You know? So it's amazing how it's all coming back. It's not push button. You just have to have the key fob, within so many feet of the car?
Yeah, but that could be arranged, and that certainly would be an excellent way to save some money on your insurance premium. When we come back on the other side, more AC questions and mechanical questions for Mark Evans. Don't go away.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got eight cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a four-barrel carb and a dual exhaust with four living gears, you can really get lost.
Right,
got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good.
Turbine, thank you very much for joining me here today at Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and Mark Evans is with us. We're talking air conditioning, making sure that yours is ready to go with the hot weather approaching many parts of this country. That's one thing you can't neglect. It's like heat in the Northeast or in the Midwest. You can't think you're going to get lucky, because sooner or later you're definitely going to get mounds and mounds of white stuff. Mark, how has the winter been in Idaho? Has it been seasonably warm, or has it been conducive to winter activities?
Yeah, it's been pretty mellow, actually. We've had some pretty good light winters. About 3 years ago, we had a pretty good snow dumper, but I'm lucky. Bob, we four seasons here where I'm in Boise, of course, and it just isn't bad, you know, a couple inches and it melts off by noon, 1 o'clock, and you're driving around in wet, slushy roads. And that's another thing I might bring up with air conditioning. A lot of people might not know this, but I can't afford that air conditioning repair. You know, Bob, they say that it's cost me $1,200. I just don't have it. I just want to point out something, that in fact, when all of us turn our defrost on in the winter, it turns the AC on and cycles the air conditioning compressor, so that cycles. It goes on and goes off in the defrost mode only. And why the car manufacturers did that is because air conditioning in the winter will dehumidify the air in the cabin in where you're sitting and driving. So when that's cycling, the air conditioner is working correctly in the summer. That tells me it's going to be working correctly in the winter, only in the defrost mode. It dehumidifies, takes the moisture out of the air, because you don't want moisture fog on the inside of your windows. So that's why they have the air conditioning running. So you're literally using your air conditioning in the winter, too, only in the defrost mode. Now, here's something, too. I'm going to give everybody another tip that they can do themselves. You know, if the wife's car, girlfriend's car, the girlfriend wife doesn't want to get down underneath the passenger seat there and look up, that's where your blower motor is. But have you ever had a car, Bob, where you turn the fan off? I don't care if it's in the heater mode in the winter or in the air conditioning mode in the summer, and you turn the thing on, even with automatic climate control. In fact, I know that Lincoln, back in 1993, they introduced a system that basically offered, with the touch of a button, 12 different auto settings for different sides, driver and passengers. That was not too far ago, long ago, 1993. So you got passengers temperatures and driver's temperatures. But if the fan, if you turn automatic climate control, most of our listeners have automatic, you just look at the number, set it, and forget it, right? Ron Popeil. Set it and forget. Well, what happens? It's like, wait a minute, Mark, it's 110 degrees out. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona. My air conditioning fan is running on low. I've got the thing set at 60 degrees, and it's running on low. The only thing that's wrong with that system at that time, Bob, is a little ballast resistor that literally is two screws. It's over right next to the fan motor underneath the glove box. Two screws. You drop the thing down, unplug it, put the other $45, oh, let's go really deep here and go BMW, Mercedes, maybe $90 to $100, plug that in. That's a ballast resistor that tells the fan what speed to operate at. And I've seen a lot of cars get thrown away for that one little part because for some reason the technicians out there can't figure it out. So if your fan motor, our listeners only have one speed, they're manually trying to get it to go with the push or turn style, you just need a ballast resistor to tell the fan to get going. And that's another thing. I had a car come in the other day that was a Jeep Grand Cherokee, Bob, and she said to me, she says, we've had the heater blower motor replaced, Mark. We've had this little thing that's next to the blower motor. I said, yes, the ballast resistor. We've replaced that. We've paid to have that replaced. But we still, Mark, aren't getting any air out of the vents. There's no air power. Air. My hair's not blowing anymore when I have it on max. And I says, well, that's an easy fix. Tell you what, you just go sit down in the shop there, look at the stuff on the walls, give me 5 minutes, if that, and I'll have it fixed. All I did, Bob, is the shop that replaced the heater blower motor, there's only two wires, red and black. And so what they do, they replace those motors and they put, you have to rewire them. That don't come with just a plug-in. So you have to snip it off and take the new motor and take, there's no plug-in on the new motor. Well, what happens, they just color-code it. They go red, red, black, black. Well, the fan motor can operate in any direction, counter or counterclockwise. And what happened is they color-coded the wires, causing the fan motor, and we don't know as mechanics which way they build the motor, the way the windings are made, if it's a counterclockwise or a clockwise. So if you wire it up color to color, this is in this case, they did, thinking that they have to be matched with the same colors. What it did was that motor was built with the windings counterclockwise, causing the fan motor, the blade, to go backwards, causing it not to blow any air. So all I did was what? Snipped it off. I actually put red to black, black to red, making the fan spin the correct way. And she had, not only did it was a blow in her hair, I told her she should be in one of those hair commercials, see, because she had the fan blowing on her. So it was a simple, quick, and free fix. And she said, do you think I even needed a motor? I said, I can't say because I didn't get to meet your old motor. But that's another thing that I see a lot of anymore, too. So if our listeners don't have any air coming out of the vents, but they secure all the speed motors going, meaning that you got low, medium, and high, but there's no air, I hate to tell you, they probably had their heater blower motor replaced, Bob, and it needs to be two wires just need to be changed over, and that will fix their problem. That's like literally one of the most highest topic things that get across all the time in our trade magazines. That's what a lot of shops are seeing. So that's the only time, too, in a car that we don't color code match and tie them together with colors. So electrical motors, has, we don't, like I say, it's just in the winding. So, but it's a good thing. And here's another thing I recommend. If you've got a rear air conditioning in your car and a front air conditioner, of course, but if you've got a rear air conditioning, turn that on full blast. Keep it on full blast. Let the front one run on low. By the time it'll cool the cabin off in those big rigs, Suburbans, Honda Odysseys, etc. The reason why I say that, Bob, is that, you know, the fan motor in the back is all the way in the back. Why, you don't have to hear it. You don't have to listen to it because it's behind you, way back there. So if you leave the rear off, and you're the only one in the car, of course, driving to and from work or wherever, if you're only using the front one, you're literally, I've got to tell you that you're overworking the air conditioning system big time. So leave both of them on. And if you have the back on full blast and the front on low, you're actually going to have, sooner or later, we'll have icicles on the end of your nose. So turn it back on. That's a little tip I always want to give people, because it causes your system not to operate as hard. So that's the main key. If you can keep the car running longer, it saves you $100 bills, Bob. The average ticket price just bumped up to $310 and some change, and that's the average ticket price anymore. So I'd like to try to see if we can't keep a couple of those $100 bills in people's pockets.
Okay, we're back here with Mark. And Mark, any other words of advice on the air conditioning side of the fence today?
Well, if you're going to do it yourself, make sure you have gloves on when you go to screw that can onto that little adapter, because Freon is like dry ice; it'll burn your skin, Bob. So be careful. Wear the gloves. And
wear,
you know,
the
what?
Gloves, okay.
Wear the gloves. Let's all be cool out there, huh? Happy Father's Day again, Bob.
Happy Father's Day to you as well, Mark. And we'll get you back with us real soon for another visit. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lawn.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continued to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.